ending now the fourth parak of Masechta Sota, Hadron Halach Arusa. I just want to add one ha'ara to some of the inyanim that we spoke about in the last few dafen. Right. And that is that yesterday we spoke a lot about if a man is mekana is ishtoi, al tistri am ishploini, and ishploini is a katan. So it's learned out from a pasuk, and we learn from there that ish lemute katan, that if someone is mekana ishtoi from a katan, so the halach is that the kinoi is not going to be a kinoi. Achloikis, Rambam and Tosfos, what the definition of katan is. Does katan mean he's not bar mitzvah? Or the Rambam seems to say that katan means he's less than 9 years old, and that was the epic Beis Halevi that we spoke out in yesterday's raid. The Rambam in Perek Beis and Hilchos Soita lists the 15 nashim that we referenced briefly yesterday, where the halacha is that these women are not ru'uyos lishtois. However, the kinei and the stira are chal, so that these women become also to their husband. The Elohein anashim she'enu ru'uyim lishtois, afapi shehi roitza lishtois, ubaylo roitza lashkoisa, elo yoitzes b'lo yksuba, mishiyavayu edei stira achar edei kinei, ve'yosra ba'leim lo'oylam v'chamesh esrei nashim heim, ve'elohein. And the Rambam goes through the list. Arusa, the Shemeres Yavam, Viktana Ishas Agadol, Vigdoila Ishas Akatan. Says the Rambam, in the event that the man is a katan, he's married to a gdoila, and he tells his wife, this is a katan, he tells his wife, Al Tistri Amish Ploini, the aloch is, it's Chal, Kini, and Stira that she's going to be Aser. She loses her ksuba, but at the same time, there's not going to be Ashka. Now, the Rambam, in the next halacha, he brings the Mekairos to all 15 of these Noshim that he mentioned. So the Rambam goes through all 15. When it comes to Gedoyla, Eishas HaKotan, says the Rambam, that it says Isha, Prat Le'eshes Katan. What does Isha mean? She has to be the wife of a man. As opposed to Eishes Katan, right? This is Isha with a mapike. She has to be the wife of a man. Prat le Eishes Katan. Freikta michas chinuch ha-mitzvah shin samachei reboina da'al makulo. You need a pasuk, a Rambam, to tell me that if a katan is married to a woman and he does kinu v'stira, she doesn't become a suffix site, a katan can't get married. So if a katan can't get married, this whole marriage is a chuk of a tlula. A ketana can get married. A ketana can get married midday raisa if her father is mekabel kedusha on her behalf. As biti nasati lishazeh. Chazal were mechadesh kedushay miyun on behalf of a ketana that's a yisoyimu. Al yidei achia, ima, or echa mishar kroi voiseha. But a katan can never get married. So if a katan can never get married, what does it mean? G'doyla eishas ha-katan. She is a saita, she's not a saita. She does drink, she doesn't drink. A posik nach the Rambam needed? Where do you ever find that a katan should be able to get married? So the Mechas Chinuch says two etzes based on raid. First etz is, there's a chiddush from the Ribar Barzilai. Daphne Beluim brings it in Simon Aleph, and Leib Yehuda discusses it in several of his truvas, who said that even though Me'ikra Adin, a katan can't get married, but at the same time, if a father feels that it would be the right thing for his son, a katan, and back in the day you could hear this a lot more than today, to be married, zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, and the father can act as a shliach, you find tzchiyah b'katan, ksubas daf yud aleph, the sugi of ger katan, and he can go, and he can marry off his son. And it works midin tzchiyah. But al kapanim, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Ribar Barzilai was mechadish to us in the world of Lumbus, and in his world, in the world of Halacha, that there's an idea that a katan could get married. So if a katan could get married, so this is where it would be negeya. It would be negeya in the event that the father was mechadish his son. Al yidei zochem la'adam shloi b'fanov. This meridik echidish from the Ribar Barzilai. But the Michas Chinuch says that it's dachuk to say this in a Rambam, because the Rambam nowhere in his Yad Chazaka brought this chiddush, and even though that is a chiddush that the Gedolei HaPoskim worked with, but at the same time, the Rambam never brought it. And from the fact that the Rambam never brought this halacha, it certainly feels like the Rambam didn't hold this. And if it didn't hold like this, it's not mistaba that this is going to be pshat in this Rambam. Says the Michas Chinuch, but I have another Eitzah. The other Eitzah is, we know that if a woman falls Le'ibam to a katan, if he's 9 years old, so his Bia is considered a Maisa Yibam. In fact, Chazal, whenever they talk about Maimer, so what's the Lashon of Masechtas Yevamos? That Chazal treated Maimer like a Bias Ben Tes. But the point is, a Bias Ben Tes is considered a Yibam. Stating that, there's a big machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, in Kedushin Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, whether the Bia of a Ben Tes is considered a Yibam Dairaisa, or it's only considered a Yibam Rabban. Rashi Shita is it's a Yibam Dairaisa. Taisa Shita is that it only works with the Rabban, and he brings Rayas. One of the Rayas is that Maimer was treated like a Bias Bentes, and Maimer only works with the Rabban. So it certainly seems a little bit like the Bias Bentes also only works with the Rabban. But the bottom line is it's a machloikis between Rashi and Taisus. So Zok the Michas Chinuch, maybe, you have no choice but to say that this Rambam, this is a tucked away Rambam, because it's in Hilcha Soita. So in Hilcha Soita, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, state on their Rambam that he held like Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yotessam and Aleph, that Bias Bentes works Midday Raisa. So really, that Machlik is Rashi Toisviz, where the Bias Bentes works Midday Raisa, the Rabbanan is also tucked away. When we spoke this out, we mentioned that because it's not a Masechtas Yevamos, it's a Masechtas Kedushin. Kedushin Daf Yotessam and Aleph, the Sugis of Yiyud. It's over there that you have a major Machlokes Rashi Toisviz that underpins a lot of Yevamos, and that is Bias Bentes, Midday Raisa with Rabbanan. This Rambam is Ben Benoishal talked away. This is Nachin Hilchos Soita. But all this raid here is Shaloibim Kaimai, but maybe he says the Michas Chinuch. I don't know how to give Sechinates with this Rambam. The Rambam has a Pasik, a Jerusha, to tell me that a Gdoyle Eishas HaKotlan is somehow Nismait from Mei Soita. Where did this marriage come from? Cotton can't get married. The Reba Barzilai, I hear, not in the Rambam. So what's the Pshat? Oh, the Pshat must be that it was Yibum. He was 9 years old. And to the extent that Bias Bentes works, maybe the Rambam Elder works with Dairaisa, but works with Dairaisa. That's why you would need a Pasuk on the Dairaisa level to exclude this marriage from being Shaykh to the Parish of Saita. But I saw in the Sefer Meiser Rekeach. Meiser Rekeach is an old Sefer written by one of the Sfardish Gaonim on the Rambam. It's Enif in the Noise Kelim on the Rambam. And he wants to say a Gevaldige Chiddush for another day. He says that maybe the Rambam was talking about a case where you had a Katan, but he was 13 years old. Now, if he's a katan, how's he 13 years old? Because midday raisa, a person doesn't become a gadol when he turns 13. He becomes a gadol when he brings Shtei Cyrus. That's the famous Yamshel Shloimeh where he says, people make grace about Sudas bar mitzvahs. You don't even know if this child is a bar mitzvah yet. But the bottom line is that a person really becomes a bar mitzvah when he brings Shtei Cyrus. So Zokta Maisurek Keach, a Meiridige Chiddush. He says that it could be, the Rambam holds, that as soon as the child turns 13 years old, even if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, but if he's Higia L'chlal Shonim, Afal Gav Shaloi Higia L'chlal Cyrus, it could be at that point he would be considered a Godel to the point that his marriage would be a marriage. So that's where it's Negeya. It's Negeya, he's 13, he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. He's a Godel as it relates to being able to get married, but at the same time he's a Katan, and that's why he's a smite from Isha with a Mapeke, Lemute, that his wife is not going to drink from the Meisaita. Now it's a very big Kiddush. Why is it a Kiddush? Because where do you find this Chiluk? What is Shonim without Cyrus? If Cyrus is when a person becomes a godless, who cares he's 13 years old? Right, why do we make a bar mitzvah when a child turns 13? Why do we treat him as being bar mitzvah? It's based on the Chazak of the Rava, that if he's 13 years old, he probably brought Shtei Cyrus. But if we're talking about a child, meaning we know for sure he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, so who cares that he was a Gdil L'chal Shanim? It's a good kasha, but it's not such a good kasha, because the emesis is a lot of makairis, that even though it's true, a person doesn't become a godol until he brings Shtei Cyrus, but there is a milo in Shanim, even with having Shtei Cyrus. The most notable Maramakim is the Rambam Shita Mufla Samach L'ish. We know that there's a halacha Mufla Samach L'ish, that even though you would think you have to be an adult in order to make a neder and a ziris, a shvua, but there's a parsha of Mufla Samach L'ish. And there's machlokes b'shoinim what Mufla Samach L'ish is. The Rambam Sheet is that a Mufla Samach L'ish is that this child is 13 years old, but he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus yet. So you see already in the parish of Mufla Samach L'ish that there's such a patent, there are other Maramakimis as well. But either way, three Mahalchim maybe had to answer this Rambam Pliya. Again, what's the Rambam Pliya? The Rambam has a Pasuk, one of the 15 Noshim, that don't drink from the Mei Soita is a G'day L'Eishas HaKotan. G'day L'Eishas HaKotan is an oxymoron. It's not possible. You can't have a G'day L'Eishas HaKotan because a cotton can't get married. One Eitzah, the Reba Barzilai. The second Eitzah would be, it was a Yibum situation. He was 9 years old. We know Bias Bentes is kind of lenient Yibum. The third Eitzah would be, he's Higil L'Chal Shonim. He was not Higil L'Chal Cyrus. Hadron Alocha Rusa.